Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this fifth day of January. So glad you're here. Really value you and grateful for you. This is where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And right now we're in Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 through 12. It's a little bit of a longer chapter, so it's divided into two in the World English Bible. The reason I'm using the WEB is that it is royalty-free, so I don't have to worry about permissions or anything like that. I was beginning to reach some thresholds in my other translations, so this just makes it easier. And this is what it says. My son, keep my words, lay up my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live. Guard my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Tell wisdom, you are my sister. Call understanding your relative, that they may keep you from the strange woman, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house, I looked out through my lattice. I saw among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening of the day, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness. Behold, there a woman met with him, the attire of a prostitute, and with crafty intent. She is loud and defiant. Her feet don't stay in her house. Now she is in the streets, now in the squares, lurking at every corner. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, I lift up those in marriages where there's some struggle. And Lord, if there has been past injury with adultery, whether it be, as I've prayed before, about maybe a porn addiction, which feels like a huge betrayal, or an emotional affair, or a full-blown sexual affair, Lord, you are the God who's able to renew those kinds of relationships and those kinds of painful lapses is a really bad word, a betrayal that goes on there. And so, Lord, if the person listening to me today has had that experience, whether it's them or their spouse that has walked away, Lord, I pray that you would do the miraculous. I pray that you would bring reconciliation. I pray that there would be repentance. There cannot be reconciliation without genuine repentance. And when I have counseled people in these kinds of situations, usually what I say is, you will know it if you see it, when you see it, genuine repentance. If you have kind of a check in your spirit, like, they're saying all the right words, but I'm not getting it. Lord, I pray for a breaking and a genuine repentance in those marriages that have had some shattering. Lord, you can't go forward without that first. So, Lord, we thank you for ahead of time for what you will do. But I also lift up my friends who have had to walk away from their marriages and who are battling through the pain of divorce right now. Or I also pray for those who are just unhappy in marriage. And I also lift up my single friends who are longing to be married. There's just so much heartache out there in the world. And you are so good to fill those voids with your presence, with your Holy Spirit, who never leaves us, never forsakes us, walks alongside of us, encourages us, cheerleads us. Help us to just acquire the understanding to know that you're with us forever, that you are the lover of our souls. And in our heartbreak, we can find you perhaps even more clearly than we would if everything was going well in our lives. So Lord, be with my friend who's walked through divorce. Be with my friend who has dealt with perennial singleness. Be with my friend who is in the aftermath of an affair. Lord, I pray for restoration. I pray for rebuilding. I pray for new life. And I pray for hope, Lord. I pray that you would break through the darkness with your light. Lord, I pray that we would keep your words, that we would lay up your beautiful commandments within us. You say that if we keep your commandments, we will live. Obedience is how we actually grow. I learned this when I went to Ghana, and I realized that a lot of my friends, and I know I've said this before and pray every day, but a lot of my friends didn't have access to really, you know, constant Bible teaching like we do in the United States. So they were lower on their knowledge, although they love the Word of God, but they were so much farther along in their walk with Christ because they learned through obedience. And their obedience factor was 10 times higher than mine. And that's how we grow. And so, Lord, maybe there's someone today, I just feel the Holy Spirit prompting me to say, there's someone today listening to this podcast who has a clear path before them, stepping into obedience or stepping away from it. And Lord, I pray that they would take the step into obedience, that they would choose to obey you because their growth in you is far more important than the traumatic path that they want to take. One will give them satisfaction for a moment and then bring destruction. The other will bring pain for the moment, but will bring sanctification in the long haul. And so, Lord, I pray for the right choice today. Give them the bravery to make that choice. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm really grateful for you. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a review, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon, Alexa, wherever you're listening to this. It just helps more people find this show. So thanks in advance for doing that. A lot of you have already done that already. So thank you. And I hope you have an amazing day.